When people think of bluegrass, they may picture the backwoods of the Appalachian Mountains, or perhaps Virginia, Kentucky, or the Carolinas. Few realize that the Sunshine State played a role in the development of bluegrass as well. From Chubby Weiss to Vassar Clements to the Orange Blossom Special, Florida has enjoyed top billing in bluegrass music. In this month's podcast, we feature a live performance by bluegrass pioneers with their own Florida connection. When Jim and Jesse McReynolds played the 1998 Florida Folk Festival, it was something of a homecoming. Jim and Jesse were brothers from Virginia who began performing in 1945 with their band, the Virginia Boys, which included, for a while, Florida's famed fiddler Vassar Clements. In the late 50s, the popular duo starred on the Suwannee River Jamboree, a weekly country music program broadcast from Live Oak on WNER. Later, they left the Jamboree to join the ranks of the Grand Ole Opry, where they entertained audiences for three decades. This podcast features a cassette recording of the duo playing the Florida Folk Festival's Old Marble Stage on May 28, 1998. By this time, Jim and Jesse had been playing music for over 50 years. As this intimate recording makes clear, they retained every bit of their energy and enthusiasm for the music. So let's kick back and enjoy a Florida bluegrass homecoming with Jim and Jesse McReynolds and the Virginia Boys. Enjoy.
They have worked with the Grand Ole Opry for over 30 years. Back in the late 50s and early 60s, if any of you or your parents or grandparents used Martha White, you'll remember these because that was their big sponsor. It was a big deal. After the show, not during it, but after the show, if you want to buy their tapes or CDs, right up here is a tent that they've got set up, and you can buy their tapes and CDs, so they're all set to do that. They will be on the main stage, so you can hear them again this evening at around 10:40. So without further ado, as they say, Grand Ole Opry's Jim and Jesse with the Virginia Boys.
Say goodbye if you love me. Heart would break my heart. say goodbye when you go. Each night as I kneel by my bedside, I will pray just one sweet prayer for you. I will ask that the kind one in heaven, just to make all our dreams dear come true. Don't say goodbye if you love me, heart will make my heart overflow. Can't smile if once till you leave me, just don't say goodbye when you go.
Thank you very much, and welcome, folks, to our part of the music today. It's good to be with you, and if we get these boys down here a little closer, we'll hear each other. Should be better, I think. Spread out from all across the county, looks like. Anyway, we're happy to be here, and I look forward to coming down and being with you for quite a few years. It's been a long time since we worked down here. We lived over at Live Oak for quite a while. That was 100 years ago, it sounds like. It seems like it. We hope to enjoy a few things we have here with our group we call the Virginia Boys, and I introduced the boy who did the singing. He's sort of my standby anymore, and in fact, he's just about taking my place. He plays the mandolin, and this is my grandson, Luke McKnight. Let's give Luke a hand. Here's some of the older songs that we recorded throughout the years, and this one called I'm Gonna Love You One More Time.
I just read the letter you wrote me, and these tears stains you cannot deny. I can see that you're tired of your new love, so I'll answer in just a few lines. I'm gonna love you one more time and give you a chance to be true. If you leave me again, we'll no longer be friends, for I'm tired of playing with you. After searching this wide world all over, I'm surprised to have found you again. I had made up my mind to forget you, but my heart was too broken to mend. I'm gonna love you one more time and give you a chance to be true. If you leave me again, we'll no longer be friends, for I'm tired of playing hide and seek with you. Of another, but now you were trying to flee from the cold, empty world that he left you. Now you're ready to come back to me. I'm gonna love you one more time and give you a chance to be true. If you leave me again, we'll no longer be friends, for I'm tired of playing hide and seek you.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed that. I guess one of the songs that's been one of our most popular songs since we've been at the Grand Ole Opry, we recorded this, I guess, this before we went up there 30-some years ago. 36, I guess. And we'd like to sing it for you and get our bass player over here. He worked with Bill Monroe. He might have been here the last time Bill was here. He's from Ohio. His name is Tom Ewing. Let's give Tom a hand on bass.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
This is what we done the last time, only a week ago. Sweet little Miss Blue Eyes.
It makes me forget all the other girls I've met.
Sweet little Miss Blue Eyes.
Who's sweeter to me than you really ought to be.
Sweet little Miss Blue Eyes.
Walking the line, 'cause I'm glad that she's mine.
I'm living in paradise.
I know can't go wrong by just ringing along
with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes.
Start taking care of my heart.
She makes me realize
it's lucky for me, and I really wanna be
with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes.
I'm glad that she's mine.
I'm living in paradise.
I know I can't go wrong. I'm just ringing along
with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. With sweet little Miss Blue Eyes.
Introduce our banjo player right now, boy from state of Virginia. He's one of the newer members of our group, and he's gonna do quite a bit of picking here. I guess when he come off the, he said the air conditioned bus, our air conditioning wasn't working for a long time, so everything's out of tune. We just get Jim Britton over here on the banjo. Let's give Jim a hand, will you?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jim Britton there, we hope you enjoyed that one. Please. I get this down here where I can pick into it. See, I'm getting shorter, I believe.
It's a double barrel.
Okay, I hope we don't mess up the radio broadcast too much here with this.
You always were shorter.
Well, I usually... They usually give me something to stand on, but...
We're going to... Did you introduce everybody? We're going to get Jesse's grandson around here to help us. Yeah. Gordon, I didn't know you were an electrician. His dad was an electrician too, and Gordon was his first shock.
Thanks, Jim. I need to be.
This is Gordon Reed over here from Tennessee. Speaking of shocks, we're gonna get Luke to come back. Luke knows all these old songs that we've been singing, and we're gonna get him to help us sing one. Yeah, this song was recorded by Gene Autry years ago, and you know, back when they had all them Saturdays, we had them good old cowboy movies every Saturday morning, and I'd always hitchhike to town and try to slip in the theater. I didn't have money to get a ticket. they'd throw me out about halfway through the movie, but. I said something to Luke about Gene Autry had recorded this song, and he said, "Who in the world is Gene Autry?" And I said, "Well, everybody knew Gene Autry." I said he was a cowboy, and he rode a white horse. Y'all don't know him either, do you? Yeah, his name was.
Trigger.
Yeah. We're going to do one entitled "Gosh, I Miss You All the Time."
When whippoorwills are calling, night is gently falling, that's when I miss you most. When I'm feeling lonely, thinking of you only, that's when I miss you most. I'm deep in meditation, searching all creation for the one that's so divine. I'll miss you when it's daylight, I'll miss you when it's midnight. Gosh, I miss you all the time. Church bells are ringing, nightingales are singing, that's when I miss you most. When I'm feeling lonely, thinking of you only, that's when I miss you most. When old friends get together in any kind of weather, I feel like I'm left behind. I'll miss your arms and ceiling around me so appealing. Gosh, I miss you all the time. I'm deep in meditation, searching all creation for the one that's so divine. I'll miss you when it's daylight, I'll miss you when it's midnight. Gosh, I miss you all the time.
Okay, we're going to get Tom Ewing over here at... Jesse did introduce you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Tom was, he's from Columbus, Ohio. And we got some folks here from Ohio. I thought everybody
nice.
Was right here in
Nice
Florida,
to see you
right
again.
Here in Florida. Yeah, it's great to get to come back and visit with all you folks. And we were here in 1855. Feels like it sometimes. Yeah. Golly, when you have to put up with a brother for 50-some years.
Not easy.
That's one time around. But Tom worked with Bill Monroe for 10 years. Last 10 years that Bill had had his band, and Tom sang, played the guitar and sang lead for Bill. And we all used to tour together. We had a lot of wonderful times that... We used to work package shows all the time during the winter with Bill and all the Bluegrass boys. And, well, we're going to do a song here. A lot of the, of course, when Bill and his brother Charlie, they started out and started recording, I guess, what is it, in the late 20s, Tom?
1936.
36, yeah.
For 2 years, they recorded for RCA.
I was talking about the 20s. I was thinking about back
back then. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I was thinking about when
before
Jesse...
Before they recorded, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking 20s. About when Jesse first recorded.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, that's
right.
A lot of the people in the early days of the Carter family and all, they were family group for brother acts. And we used to sing... there was some brothers, the Delmo brothers, some of you might remember. They were one of the early groups on the Grand Ole Opry, in fact. And... we recorded several of their songs. We get Tom to help us do one here entitled, It's Time for the Whippoorwills to Sing.
Oh, the moon and the stars are brightly shining. All around the sweetness of the spring. But I'm sad and in loneliness I'm pining. For the one on earth I'll never see again. How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels sweetly sing. She is mine and the thought of her grows sweeter when it's time for the whippoorwills to sing. She made the promise. These words to me great joy did bring. I'll be true and you know you'll find me waiting when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels sweetly sing. She is mine and the thought of her grows sweeter when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
With the thought I'd be returning to her great joy and wealth to bring. But I've returned too late and now I'm pining for the one on earth I'll never see again.
How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels sweetly sing. She is mine and the thought of her grows sweeter when it's time for the whippoorwills to sing.
As a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwoods old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn.
And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paper dust lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smells like snakes and we shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles is all we will do.
And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's
Everybody's coal train is loaded away.
Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Where they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. They wrote it all down as the progress of man.
And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is loaded. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Okay, we recorded, I guess, 50 or 60 albums down through the years. What did you say? Was it Jim? What did you say? Oh, that was Luke. And we recorded several gospel albums, and we love to sing the old gospel songs. And we're going to do one here. This has been around for a lot of years, and this was recorded by a friend of ours, the late Carl Story, several years ago. And we have this in one of our newer CDs back there, entitled A Light at the River. There's a deep, turbid river flowing on before, and its waters are deep and wide. But faith sees a light, yes, a beacon bright, just down by the riverside. There's a light at the river, a light at the river, a light at the river I can see. My Lord will stand and hold in his hand a light at the river for me. Many forms we have loved are from their homes we move, dip their wings in the misty tide. They passed o'er the deep where they'll never more weep into light on the other side. There's a light at the river, a light at the river, a light at the river I can see. My Lord will stand and hold in his hand light at the river for me. To this deep, endless river we must one day come, and we'll cross all its waters. Okay, we're going to do you another song here from our latest CD. We did a CD about a year ago. In fact, we did it for Jesse's son, Keith, worked in our band about 12, 14 years, and he was stricken with MS a few years back, and he's totally disabled now, and we did this album especially for him. And this song was written by an old friend of ours that just recently passed away. We worked with it at the Grand Ole Opry for a lot of years. Grandpa Jones wrote this, and we'd like to do it for you, entitled Falling Leaves.
With a few friends of this near forgotten man, by his grave on this cold morning here I stand, thinking of the friends he lost for love and gold. This old story in the past has often told.
Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground, birds and flowers that were here now can't be found. All his friends that he once had are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground.
And never thrill to the feeling that a good deed brings until it's too late and they are ready to lie down there beneath the leaves that scattered on the ground.
Lord, let my eyes see every need of every man. Make me stop and always lend a helping hand. And when I'm laid beneath that little grassy mound, there'll be more friends around than leaves upon the ground.
There's no use taking any gold. You can't use it when it's time for hands to fold. When you leave this earth far better home someday, the only thing you'll take is what you gave away.
Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground, the birds and flowers that were here now can't be found. All his friends that he once had are not around. They were scattered like the leaves upon the ground. All his friends that he once had are not around. They were scattered like the leaves upon the ground.
Thank you. We hope you enjoyed the numbers there. And as I mentioned earlier, we have our most of the things to do. We have them recorded. We've done 50-some CDs and cassettes projects since we've been making the music. And we'd like to say thanks again for everybody making it possible for us to come back down here. We came to Florida the first time about 43 years ago, I think it was, and Mr. Aubrey Fowler brought us out here. The first place we came was the Stephen Foster Memorial. And we always enjoyed coming out here and visiting. And every time we'd have people come down from Grand Ole Opry, we'd bring them over here and let them see all the museum and everything. And I'm glad we'd come back and be a part of it this year.
Jesse, I think you mentioned Aubrey. I think he's going to try to be here tonight. We're going to be on the main stage, and we're going to do some things, I guess, with Bassett Clements worked with us, and we were... lived here in Live Oak about 3 years. We moved to Valdosta and stayed there. And Vassar worked with us when we were in Valdosta. And then we moved to Montgomery, Alabama, and in 64 we moved on to Nashville. And we've been there almost 35 years at the Grand Ole Opry. We joined in March of 1964. And we're going to all get together tonight and do some things. I think the show would be, about 10:30 or something like that for our last show tonight. So we hope you folks will plan to be with us. We're going to get Jesse's. He's talking about his grandson here, and he's been doing right well on the mandolin. In fact, I'm thinking about moving him right over here to number two spot. Well, we have our CDs back here and cassettes, if you folks would like to look at some of the things that we've recorded down through the years. And Tom Ewing has some things that that he recorded when he was Bill Monroe. And Gordon over here has some fiddle cassettes. And Jim Britton back here. Yeah, Jim has he's recorded a lot of things, but we can't get it out. But if you want to just come by for a visit or so, we'll be around there for a while. And we got a lot of time between now and our next set. So, and we're gonna sort of end up here with Jesse and Luke. I don't know if he mentioned Luke, because his grandson is Luke McKnight, and he's an old timer in this business. He's 16 years old now. The first trip Luke went out with us, he met a little girl that played fiddle, and fell in love, and he don't really know whether he's going or coming. What?
He ain't worth a darn issue.
He's not worth anything.
He's the only fellow
that wants
me driving.
Yeah, he's the only shotgun rider we've ever had. He'd get him a big old pillow and a couple of blankets. He can sleep standing up. We're going to get Jesse and Luke to do some things for you here on the mandolin, and then we'll see you a little bit later this evening. They're going to do a... Is this an old folk song?
I don't know. Hallelujah.
Yeah. This one called El Comanchero.
We'll put on some more requests tonight on the program over there. And, as mentioned, we'll have Vassar Timlin's going to be with us over there, I think. We'll do one of the old songs here. It goes way back. We learned this from Bill and Charlie Monroe back when they was recording on Bluebird Records, and we'll see if we can get through it where we record it. It's called the 9-Pound Hammer.
Pound hammer,
9-pound hammer,
it's a little too heavy,
on my side, it's for my side.
Well, then, buddy, don't you roll so slow,
I can't roll
when your wheels don't go.
Jim and Jesse, the Virginia Boys.